Well, I never knew of making anything out of the roots now, other than they make different type of medicine out of the limbs or the leaves.
Yeah.
Back in the old days, where I probably would never think of the name of it. Back in years ago, lots of people had risins or boils, that they call them now.
Yeah.
And about the only way you could get rid of them was to take this particular bush that grew on the side of spine branches in Toro Creek and different creeks in this area.
Huh.
And they would make a tea out of that and give it to the children, and it would clear up the risins immediately, just within a few days while you quit having them. Maybe you'd have six or eight on you and been having them continuously.
Hmm.
And it would clear them up, it would clear up the bloodstream, I presume.
But you can't remember any types of roots they might have made for poultices or anything like that? Or?
Well, that wasn't from the roots, that was from the bark of red oak trees. They'd make a red oak poultice.
I see.
For growing out infection or anything.
Okay.
In fact, they use harsh potatoes. It's a good medicine, harsh potato. You can make harsh potato poultice and draw out splinters or anything like that. In other words, take raw harsh potatoes and scrape them and just make a poultice. It'll work.
What type of trees do you have here in the neighborhood?
Pine, hickory, red oak, post oak, black gum, black jack.
What's black jack?
It's a type of oak. Don't never get very large. And then you got the sand jack acorn tree. Don't never get very large. A lot of times you just loaded with acorns. And you got elm, spruce. You got all the different types. Pretty well.
Have you got a kind of a tree with a white scaly bark and a big
ear? Sycamore.
Yeah. Got them?
Plenty of.
And I hear you got a catawba. What?
Catawba.
Catawba tree?
Right.
Okay. Now, have you got that kind of big shrub that makes people break out sometimes? It turns red in the fall. Some folks used to use the tan leather with. Sumac. You get that?
I don't believe I've got any of it here. I know what you're talking about. I saw lots of it. It's around out of Toro. It was around our old place. And it grows up and makes a pretty good size, not tree, but a pretty good size stalk.
Yeah,
4 or 5 inches in diameter, and it'll be spread maybe 6 or 8 to 10 feet and just be loaded with little berries, little clusters of berries, like grapes, only it's very small.
What other types of berries you got here?
Blackberries, huckleberries, dewberries, strawberries.
Can you raise raspberries?
Yeah, you can raise raspberries.
Raspberries, yeah. Okay. Now, that's the kinds of berries you can't eat, you say they're... Better not be careful about those berries that might be...
Poison.
Okay. Speaking of, did you get a kind of a vine here that'll just eat you up if you get...
Poison ivy.
Poison ivy.
Or poison oak.
Okay. Have you got a large flowering tree with a shiny white leaf here?
Magnolia?
Yes.
Or sweet bay.
Okay, and any types of tall bushes with clusters of blooms on them? Any sort of that thing? Like that, smaller than that holly there, that's a giant.
Not that I can remember offhand.
You got laurel of any sort here?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Now, if a married woman doesn't want to make up her mind, she says, I have to ask my
husband.
Okay, any older names?
Spouse,
okay. I better ask the
better ask the boss.
Okay, and a man might say, I must ask